This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The first shipment of humanitarian aid bound for a U.S.-built pier in Gaza left a port in Cyprus on Thursday on the U.S. container ship Sagamore. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb reports.
Officials say the U.S.-built pier will bring in dozens of truckloads of aid per day at a time when defense analyst Michael O'Hanlon says airdrops from the U.S. and others, along with truck traffic at border crossings, has been drastically inadequate.
This pier is desperately needed and actually overdue. And the numbers I've seen imply that it could actually help deliver a substantial fraction of what's needed.
Officials say security measures are in place to protect U.S. troops on the pier and civilians distributing aid on the beach. Officials say aid distribution via sea could begin as soon as next week. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
Officials with the World Health Organization Thursday expressed their deep concern about Israel's military activities around the southern Gaza city of Rafah, where they said 1.4 million people remain at risk. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
At a news conference in Geneva, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the organization did not receive a shipment of fuel it had expected to receive Thursday. This despite the fact Israel said it had reopened one of the two main aid corridors into Gaza it had closed earlier in the week. WHO Health Emergencies Chief Mike Ryan, meanwhile, questioned the closing of two aid corridors for what Israel had described as a limited military incursion.
The first act of that offensive is to cut off the two lifelines to 2.5 million people in Gaza. The first act is to stop the fuel, stop the food, stop the medicine at the border. I don't call that limited, and I don't call that restricted. I call that a reimposition of total blockade on nearly 2.5 million civilians.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin accused the West on Thursday of risking a global conflict and said no one would be allowed to threaten the world's biggest nuclear power as Russia marked the Soviet Union's victory over Nazi Germany in World War II. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Despite unseasonably cold weather and snow, crowds of Russians gathered in the center of Moscow to watch the Victory Day parade. The Soviet Union lost 27 million people in World War II, including many millions in Ukraine. But this year, the parade was pared down, indicating strains born from more than 2 years of war in Ukraine. Ukraine and the West say Putin is engaged in an imperial-style land grab. Russian officials warn that the Ukraine war is entering the most dangerous phase to date, and Putin has repeatedly warned of the risk of the war broadening out to involve the world's biggest nuclear powers.
Lauren Anthony from Reuters. Police say suspected militants blew up a school for girls in a former stronghold of Pakistani Taliban in the country's volatile northwest, badly damaging the structure, but no one was harmed in the overnight attack. The local police chief said the attack happened Wednesday night on the only school for girls in Shawa, a town in the province bordering Afghanistan. He said the attackers used an explosive device to attack the school, where 150 girls are students. There was no immediate claim for the attack. It was condemned by the United Nations Children's Fund, which called the blast, quote, a heinous crime detrimental to national progress. Southern Brazil is still reeling from massive flooding as it faces risks from new storms. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Authorities in southern Brazil rushed to rescue survivors of the massive flooding that has killed at least 100 people. More than 230,000 people have been displaced, and much of the region has been isolated by floodwaters. Dozens of displaced people have crowded into a warehouse in Porto Alegre for shelter from the floods. 68-year-old Heitor da Silva told the AP, I only took my documents, three shirts, two underwear, and my flip-flops. All the rest is gone. Climate scientist Alvaro da Silva says climate change is to blame.
This is what happens when we have 1.2 degrees Celsius warmer world than in pre-industrial time.
I'm Karen Chamas.
TikTok says it's going to start automatically labeling content that's made by artificial intelligence when it's uploaded from certain platforms. TikTok says its efforts are an attempt to combat misinformation from being spread on its social media platform. TikTok's policy in the past has been to encourage users to label content that has been generated or significantly edited by AI. It also requires users to label all AI-generated content where it contains realistic images, audio, and video. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.